Here we go with a What's Your Beef edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Our guest today, one of the most active cattlemen on this planet. You've seen him on CNN, Fox, Bloomberg, CNBC. Now it's our turn to visit with Justin Tupper, owner and forever champion of St. Ange Livestock. Justin, as usual, what's your favorite cut of beef, sir, and how do you take it?
Ribeye, medium rare, without question.
That never changes, does it? Any steak sauce on that?
No.
Straight up, I like it. Justin, do you even know how many livestock industry boards you sit on?
Several, for sure.
All right. And anything you want to mention as far as any of the boards, anything hot we should know about?
Well, just that I think we're enjoying some good times in the cattle market. And I think one of my thoughts always is this is definitely not the time to be complacent. This is the time to make the changes we need when the market is not so much in our favor. So we just don't want to get complacent and happy when we're in a good position like we are today in the marketplace.
Absolutely. Well spoken, sir. Now, you pull in cattle from Montana, Wyoming, and the Dakotas. Where do you, Justin, see the cattle market going henceforth?
Well, I think fundamentally, there's no question as we look at the numbers in our area with the droughts we've had in the past, and cow numbers are definitely shorter, I think. So fundamentally, I think we're in a great place. Can we hold this $2 fat cattle plus market? I sure hope so. And the way the feeders sell, it's going to need to be that way. But we need demand to stay good, and so far so good it has been. They've been able to move the meat, and I think that's been somewhat a surprise to the packers also, that they've been able to move it at these levels. So far so good, and we just hope we can continue to hold this market and let the fundamentals play out.
Absolutely. Justin Tupper of St. Ange Livestock, what's the one most important issue facing ranchers today in your opinion?
Well, I think as we go back into this herd rebuilding, I think trying to make sure that we can stay sustainable, and sustainable means profitable. And if we can be profitable in this business, we can get the young people turned back in. I think that's going to be a huge generational thing as we go forward here, getting the younger generation to come back in. And we've definitely got to be profitable for them to be interested in coming back to these farms and ranches. So I think that's one of the biggest factors today, is to make sure that we can get those young people back to the farms and ranches.
Exactly right. How do you feel about the beef checkoff? A lot of controversy going on now. You hear a lot of yay and nay.
Yeah, you know, I think I've served on the South Dakota Beef Council for a lot of years. I believe in a lot of the things the checkoff can do. I do think that we're in a time where we could sure use some reform and make some changes to make that a more efficient, better program for all producers, not just certain organizations or certain people or certain contracts. But I do believe in that there is a place for the checkoff.
Amen. Justin Tupper, owner of St. Ange Livestock. Justin, thanks so much for being part of America's Hot Barn Report.
Thank you, Monty. Appreciate it.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Okalava Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Faith Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.